From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging the United Nations to investigate human rights abuses in separatist-controlled eastern Ukraine, where thousands of people have been killed in nearly a year of violence.
In Crimea and in the separatist-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine, men, women, and children are being killed. They're being tortured. They're being raped and sexually assaulted, detained arbitrarily, abducted for ransom, forced into labor, prosecuted and persecuted because of who they are and where they worship. It's up to the HRC to shed light on it and to help to hold accountable those who violate those human rights.
The top U.S. diplomat spoke Monday in Geneva to the U.N. Human Rights Council following talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov told the Human Rights Forum that tangible progress has been achieved concerning the ceasefire in Ukraine, and he urged Kiev to distance itself from what he called extremists. Iraqi troops and militia fighters attacked Islamic State militants in a key area north of Baghdad Monday, opening a highly publicized offensive to recapture the city of Tikrit. Iraq's Air Force carried out airstrikes while ground troops advanced on multiple fronts, military commanders said. The Islamic State group has held Tikrit since June, when the militants stormed across northern Iraq. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the operation Sunday as he traveled to nearby Samarra to oversee efforts to liberate Tikrit and Saladin. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says reports of the demise of the U.S.-Israel relationship are wrong. In a speech Monday to a pro-Israel group in Washington, Mr. Netanyahu expressed boundless gratitude to both parties in the U.S. Congress for support for the Jewish state. The comments come as the prime minister is scheduled to make a speech to Congress Tuesday. He said his purpose is to speak up about the threat from Iran.
Iran envelops the entire world with its tentacles of terror. This is what Iran is doing now without nuclear weapons. Imagine what Iran would do with nuclear weapons. And this same Iran vows to annihilate Israel. If it develops nuclear weapons, it would have the means to achieve that goal. We must not let that happen.
Mr. Netanyahu said that as prime minister, he has a moral obligation to speak up about threats while there is still time to do something about them. North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the sea in an apparent protest against joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises launched Monday. Pyongyang warned of merciless strikes against its enemies. South Korean officials said the missiles fell into the East Sea, 490 kilometers from the North Korean port city of Nambo. South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-suk said the incident was considered a deliberate provocation seen as an armed protest, as the North fired the missiles without designating a no-sail zone. Bangladesh's anti-terrorism unit has arrested what it called the prime suspect in the killing of Avjit Roy, a prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger who wrote against religious fundamentalism. He was hacked to death in Dhaka last week. The Rapid Action Battalion arrested Farabi Shafer Rahman in the capital Monday morning. An RAB spokesman told the French news agency that Farabi is a fundamentalist blogger who had threatened Roy through comments on Facebook and on Twitter. The incident was the latest in a series of attacks on secular writers who have supported free-thinking values, predominantly Muslim Bangladesh, in recent years. And for the first time since 2011, the Mal Ibrahim Foundation on Monday gave out its Award for Excellence in African Leadership, highlighting the work of outgoing Namibian President Hifikepunye Pohamba with a $5 million prize. Mr. Pohamba has led Namibia since 2005 and has won a second term in 2009 as the country enjoyed political stability. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.